was a cool name.
Okay. So being that it's Erev Rosh Hashanah, again, Yahrzeit, Bashir, like to see him on the Sefer Tainis, the Lilu Nishmas, my mother, Rina Bas Harav Yitzhak, Shetei Nishmas, Atzur, Tzor Achaim. And speaking of Inyan of the Yom, and we'll see at the end, it ties into something in Masechus Tainis as well. Masechus Tainis deals, for those who are not familiar, with fast days, but mostly not with the fast days that we know about, that we observe on a regular basis during the course of the year. Tzom Gedalia, next week, or Asar B'Tavish, Shavuos B'Tamuz, Tisha B'Av, and certainly not Tainis Esther. Tainis Esther doesn't appear in the Gemara at all. The end of Masechus Tainis does speak about the fast days of which with which we're familiar. But most of Masechus Tainis describes what happens if there is a shortage of rain or some other tragedy. Mostly it talks about rain, Eretz Yisrael. Till today, we know Eretz Yisrael depends very much on rainfall for its agricultural productivity. And when there's no rain, it's a significant problem. There's a tremendous potential for food shortage in the Gemara. It's filled with stories throughout the whole Masechta, different occasions where they ran out of rain, and so on. And Bava was also a problem, so they would have fast days in case there was no rain. They would daven Takkadosh Baruch Hu, and they would declare these series of public fast days. That's what most of the Masechta, good part of the Masechta, talks about. It doesn't get to the fast days that we know about in our yearly cycle till the end of the Masechta. We'll come back to something about that at the end. But we'll speak something in the other day with Rosh Hashanah. So we know that the Torah is very, very sparse in terms of its presentation of the Dinim of Rosh Hashanah. There's very little that we can glean from simple psukim in the Torah itself. In fact, only two psukim in the whole Torah that really speak about Rosh Hashanah in terms of the mitzvah Tekiyah Shofar. I have it on the page. Sources 1 and 3. The first is a pasuk in Emor. It says, that's one pasuk. Zichron Trua, a day of some sort of Trua, recalling some sort of Trua. The other pasuk is pasuk in Parshas Pinchas, which we read on Rosh Hashanah as the maftir on both days. Is source number 3. It says, "V'chodesh Hashvi be'echad l'chodesh mikakodesh alachem kol melechas v'lo'os asu yom trua yelachem." Both of those psukim identify Rosh Hashanah as a day of sounding some kind of instrument. Doesn't say exactly what the instrument is, just some sort of instrument. Trua means a tooting sound from a wind instrument. Doesn't say what the instrument is, but that's what we have to do. Zichron trua yom trua. So that may have relevance this year when the first day is on Shabbos, but that's not for tonight's year. But in any event, the day of Yom of Rosh Hashanah is defined as a Yom Tur, Yom Zichron Tur. They make this sound with this tooting type of sound. What instrument to use doesn't say in the Chumash that you have to use a shofar. The other pasuk that I have is source number 2. That's a pasuk in Parshas Bahar, which is not talking about Rosh Hashanah at all. It's talking about the Yom Kippur of the Yovel year. We all know about Shemitah. Shemitah is every 7 years. After 7 Shemitah cycles are finished, and after 7 times 7 is 49. So year 50 is what we call the Yovel year. And there are various dinim that apply during the Yovel year. One of them is that on Yom Kippur, the Yovel year, you have to blow shofar like we do on Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't come up. We don't have the Yovel year. We don't observe the Yovel year anymore at all. We still observe Shemitah in Eretz Yisrael. We just had last year Shemitah. We don't have a Yovel. It has to do with the fact that not all the Jews are living in Eretz Yisrael, organized by tribes and so on. So we don't have, there's technical reasons, we don't have the Yovel anymore. We still have Shemitah. But when they had the Yovel, so once every 50 years, they would blow the shofar on Yom Kippur Sheyovel, the 10th day of Tishrei, the Yom Kippur of Yovel, the way we do it on Rosh Hashanah, all the sounds that we do on Rosh Hashanah. That's because of this pasuk. It says, Ravartah, shofar trua, b'chodesh hashvi be'osor l'chodesh, right? The 7th month, that's Tishrei, be'osor l'chodesh, and the 10th of the month, b'yom ha-kippurim, tavir shofar b'chol ha-artzach, and Yom Kippur, you have to sound the shofar. So here, the Torah does tell us the instrument. Here it identifies the shofar. Interesting, it doesn't identify the Rosh Hashanah, it identifies by Yom Kippur once every 50 years. Some suggest that the reason, or one of the reasons that we blow shofar at the very end of Ne'ilah, on Yom Kippur, the very last thing we do on Yom Kippur before Maariv, we blow shofar. So some say that's a zecher, that's only a minig, that's not really a mitzvah that we have to blow at the end of Yom Kippur. We don't say a brocha, it's not a tekiah shel mitzvah in that sense. We blow, it's not even a trua the way we do, just a flat tekiah. Some people blow the whole tekiah shram trua tekiah, but whatever it is, that's only a minig. Some people say it's just a zecher, just to remember that Yom Kippur, the Yovel, it is to blow the shofar. There are other reasons. Salvation got other reasons, that's for another time, but for the moment, I think that's the more popular reason that people present as to why we blow shofar at the end of Yom Kippur. But here you see there was on Yom Kippur, the Yovel, it wasn't just a custom, it was actual din. It says, Taviru shofar b'chol ha'atzachem. So the common denominator of these three psukim is two things. Number one, it mentions the word trua. All three psukim mention the word trua. And the other common denominator is that all this is taking place by Chodesh HaShvi in the seventh month. So that's important because the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, raises the following kasha. We know that when you blow shofar, again, a trua means a sound of a shofar, a broken sound. That's the word trua means. As opposed to a tekiah, which is a flat sound, the trua is a broken sound. Some kind of a broken sound, right? As opposed to a flat sound. So the Mishnah meant, I didn't put the Mishnah on the page, but the Mishnah explains, it's clear from the Mishnah that you blow first at the, and from the Brises, you blow first at the tekiah, and then you blow the trua, and then at the end you blow another tekiah. Every trua is sandwiched by a tekiah before and a tekiah after. So the Gemara is, minayin shepshuta lefana, how do you know that you have to, pshuta means a straight, simple sound, straight sound, without any broken, flat sound, we call it tekiah. How do you know, says the Gemara, you have to blow a pshuta lefana? Talmud Lomar Bahavar Torah Shofar Chua, the Pasuk over there in source number 2 in Rosh Bahar, it says Bahavar Torah Shofar Chua, right? Bahavar Torah Shofar Chua means, what is Bahavar Torah? I printed Rashi, Bahavar Torah Pshuta Mashma, Havaras Kol Echad. The word Bahavar Torah means a Pshuta, straight sound, no broken sound. Bahavar Torah Shofar Chua. The word Bahavar Torah, which means a straight sound, is printed in the Pasuk before the word trua. So that's how you know, before you get to the trua, which is a broken sound, you have to blow the flat sound that we call the tekiah. That's how it's from that pasuk. Then the Gemara goes on, how do you know you have to blow also a flat sound, the tekiah, after the trua? So again, the Gemara quotes the same pasuk, the same verb, the havarto, appears in another form later in that very same pasuk, after the word trua. So both the word trua and that pasuk is sandwiched by a verb, which means a straight sound, a flat sound. So from there, the Gemara derives, whenever you blow a trua, whenever there's a mitzvah to blow a trua, a broken sound, you have to precede the broken sound with a tekiah, a flat sound, you have to follow the broken sound, the trua, with the tekiah. That's the derivation. So the Gemara asks right away. Ve'enli ela biyovo, that's very nice. But the pasuk you just quoted has nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah. That's the pasuk by Yom Kippur Shel Yovo. So the Gemara says, Ve'enli ela biyovo, Rosh Hashanah minayin. How do you know the same rules apply by Rosh Hashanah? By Rosh Hashanah, it says, it doesn't say any of those words. It says true in the pasuk, but it doesn't say any form of the word Bahavarta, which means the flat sound. So the Gemara wants to know, all you've proven to me from that pasuk, the second pasuk in the sources in Parshas Bahar, is that on Yom Kippur, the Yovel, when you blow the trua, has to be preceded by a tekiah and followed by a tekiah. But who says it's the same thing on Rosh Hashanah? The Gemara says, no, Talmud Lomar b'chodesh hashvi, without reading all the words. And the Gemara says, no, b'chodesh hashvi. In both psukim, it mentions b'chodesh hashvi. So the Gemara says, you look inside, so you call trua, b'chodesh hashvi zekazeh. The Gemara draws something like a Gzeira Shav, an equation, is drawn between all the truas that have to be blown by Chodesh HaShvi, the same rules apply. In other words, even though the rule is only specifically mentioned in the pasuk with regards to Yom Kippur Shel Yovel, that's what we see, as Rashi says, V'yom HaKivrim Tavira, Harei HaVorah Tchila B'Sof U'Trua Ketiva Ben Tayim, right, the trua is in the middle of the tekiah before and the tekiah after. It only says it specifically by Yovel, but since Yovel is in the Yom Kippur of Yovel is Bachodesh Hashvi, and Rosh Hashanah is Bachodesh Hashvi, so the Gemara says we have this equation, is Litan Asamar all the same rules apply. Then the Gemara goes on and say, how do you know you have to do it three times? Minayin L'Sholosh, 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 because we have to blow, not only, we learn you have to blow three truas. Three trua means three sets of tekiah, trua, tekiah. Once we've established that every trua has to be preceded and followed by a tekiah, we've got to do that unit called tekiah, trua, tekiah, three times. How do you know three times? So again, the Gemara mentions, you have three psukim in the Torah which mention trua. And even though one is by Yom Kippur Shel Yovel, one and two of them by Rosh Hashanah, but we equate all of the sounds that have to be blown during Chodesh HaShvi into one unit, and that's how we know you have to blow three units of tekiah, trua, tekiah. Good. That's what the Gemara says. There's only one problem. The Gemara goes on. You can look at it yourself. In Daf Lamed Gimel Beis and Lamed Daled, it's kedai to read over that Gemara. It's a famous Gemara. Some people suggest that, especially in a year when we can't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, when it's just like on Shabbos, that it's kedai to learn. You know, we say that sometimes learning takes the place of, in fact, it's a Gemara in the end of Tainus. One of the places that Gemara towards the end of Tainus says that, because Baruch Hu promised Avraham Avinu yet, that if you can't bring karbonos, you should study the laws of the karbonos, right? So it sort of takes the place. Shama Parm Sosena, that's the Torah for next week, for Shabbos Shuva, that our words, our lips, take the place of the karbonos. So we say, we learn the din and it takes the place. So some hold that that's not only true by karbonos, it's true by all mitzvahs. So in a year like this year, when we can't blow shofar on Shabbos, you should learn the din about shofar, learn about shofar. So if you have free time on Shabbos, you can look in that Gemara. The whole Gemara goes on to say there's only one problem. What exactly does a trua mean? I told you trua means a broken sound, but there are different options, there are different ways to do a broken sound. You can have a sort of a long, drawn-out broken sound, like a series of long, drawn-out, but a break in the middle. right? That's what we popularly call shvarim, right? Do, or various variations thereof, right? That's a broken sound. Or it could be short broken sounds. The musicians among us will know it's called staccato, right? A very sharp, that's also a broken sound. That's what we popularly call trua, right? So which is it? What does the Torah mean when it says trua? The Torah's word trua only means a broken sound. Does it mean what we call shvarim? Does it mean what we call trua? What is that? It's not clear in the Chumash at all. So the Gemara, after the whole discussion, concludes, that's in source number 5, Iskin Rabbi Avo Bekisri. Rabbi Avo in Caesarea, in Caesarea, in Eretz Yisrael, that's where he lived. Rabbi Avo made the following takana. Tekiya, so shvarim, trua, tekiya. Blow, tekiya, and in the middle, shvarim and trua, both. And then tekiya. Since we're not sure, that's what looks like he's saying, blow a shvarim and the trua. Then the Gemara says, well, wait a minute. Manafshach, it means like a howling sound. Somebody cries, like a baby that cries, very sharp and crying type of sound, howling. So then you should just blow tekiya. What we call trua, that should suffice. Okay? And if it's ginuchei gonach, which is more of a moaning, groaning sound, like a car engine starting, or it doesn't start, right? That's a groaning type of sound. So that's that then should do that. So if you read the Gemara, it's late, so I don't want to read the whole Gemara inside, but the Gemara says, no matter what, no matter which way you look at it, you should blow one or the other. So the conclusion of the Gemara is, no. And look at the last two lines of source 5. It says, Nisapkele. Okay, wasn't sure. Dilma Gonik Liyolo, which is it? So therefore, at the end, the Gemara says, you do all three of them. You do all these different possibilities. That's what Rashi says, Nisapkele, the other Tarvayu, does everything, does both. Well, both what we call Shvaram and what we call Trua, and also we call Shvaram Trua. That's a question about how that popped in, because that didn't appear in the original Mishnah. The original Mishnah spoke about what we call Trua and what's called Yavava, which maybe we call Shvaram, but it didn't mention the combination. But okay, we do the combination. So we do Shvaram alone. In other words, in defining the Trua of the Torah, which has a tekiya before it and a tekiya afterwards, in defining trua of the Torah, there are two possibilities. Either it's what we call shvarim, or what we call trua, the longer broken sound, or the short broken sound, or a combination. What we call shvarim, trua, the Gemara even asks, so why don't you do it the other way? There's a fourth possibility. Maybe it should be trua shvarim. Right? Why don't you do trua shvarim also? The Gemara says, because that's not the way people cry. People don't cry that way. They cry first with more groaning sound, and then the sharper sounds. Okay. But be that as it may, that's the conclusion of the Gemara. Of course, that's what we do. Exactly what we do. We blow, if you think about the tekiyas, the miyushav, the tekiyas before Musaf, after Leinim, right? The first set of tekiyas, that's exactly what we do. We do tekiyah, shvarim, trua, tekiyah three times. Then we do tekiyah, shvarim, tekiyah three times. Then we do tekiyah, trua, tekiyah three times. And then we're covered. Because since we're unsure what the Torah, all the Torah really requires only a grand total, believe it or not, of 9 sounds in Rosh Hashanah. That's all the Torah says. 3 times tekiya, trua, tekiya. From those 9, though, in order to be sure you're getting that, you have to end up blowing 30. Because we're unclear, it seems, as to what the word trua means. So there are 3 different possibilities. We do everything. So we do tekiya, shvarim, trua, tekiya 3 times. Tekiya, shvarim, tekiya 3 times. Tekiya, trua, tekiya 3 times. You count up. You look in the Maser on Sunday. You'll see it's 30 times. You have to blow 30 sounds in order to yield the 9 that the Torah requires. That's the basic mitzvah of tekiya shofar on Rosh Hashanah. What does it mean exactly, what happened with Rabbi Avo? What do you mean he was in doubt? You read that Gemara, it's very strange. In the days of Rabbi Avo, what happened exactly? I forgot the Torah has a word trua. Presumably they observed Rosh Hashanah every year. Rabbi Avo wasn't the first person ever to observe Rosh Hashanah. So to me, if he's in doubt, ask what they do last year. I mean, find the Bahman.
The old guy in the
back. Right, yes, the old, yeah, it must be someone from the previous generation. They ask him, what did he do last year, right? Oh, last year was Shabbos. Okay, so what did he do the year before? You know, it must be someone who remembers what exactly is going on. But Rashi says, Misapkei sounds like a real suffix. The Rambam in Source 6 writes, in Hilchos Shofar, Perek Gimel Aloche Beis, the Rambam says, Trua Zuha Amura Betorah Nistapik Lanu Bo, suffix, Lefi Orech Hashon Rov HaGoyos. The Rambam says that what happened was, you know, as the persecutions and Golas and Jews, you know, the breakdown of the central authority, you know, it's similar, it strikes me as similar to the time when the Yehuda HaNasi decided to write down the Mishnah. Everything used to be Torah Shebaal Peh. Then Yehuda HaNasi wrote it down. Why? Because over the years, there was no more Sanhedrin, the Beis HaMikdash had been destroyed, Jews were persecuted, they had problems with the Romans, there was Asur to study Torah. As you all know, many people who did teach Torah publicly were executed, the Asur HaGemalchus, you know, over different generations and so on. And people got in trouble for teaching Torah. So because of all this, the Rambam says, yeah, there began to be some gaps in what people recall. Some people weren't exactly sure anymore. That's what happened. We were persecuted people. Even in Eretz Yisrael, but I was living in Eretz Yisrael, but there were times where it was forbidden for Jews to do any mitzvahs in public, that they go secretly to do mitzvahs. So it wasn't always so easy. Because of that, the Rambam says, we weren't sure. The ain on a yodin hechi, we don't know exactly how to do it. It's like a woman howling, right? Someone's screaming. Is it that type of sound? Oh, anochor, it's more like a groaning sound. Okay? Oshneim kachor, or both of them. So the Rambam says, the last few words of that Rambam, again, it's important Rambam, Paragimel, Hilchoshov, Alocha Beis, Lefichach, Anu Osen HaKol. Therefore, we do both. We do both. Because the Rambam says, we weren't sure, we do all the possibilities. Comes out from the Rambam, and that's the Pashas in the Gemara, that Rabbi Avoh was really misupik because of Gullus and whatever other reason. They weren't sure how to blow the Truah. So it's ironic, but when we blow those 30 sounds, when we blow Shofar, we call the Tkiyas de Miyusha. Our practice is we stand anyways, even though it's called the Tkiyas de Miyusha, but technically speaking, you could sit for those Tkiyas, not the Baltakeh, but the audience, the Tzibur can sit. But that's the Tkiyas that we blow after laning, before Musaf. So strictly speaking, of those three sets that we do, only one of them is right. Right, the Klapei Shmaya Galia, on the Kodesh Baruch, only one of them is right. We just don't know which. So we have to do everything to be on the safe side. We're dealing with a mitzvah d'oraisa. We're unclear about how to do the truah. So to be on the safe side, we exhaust all the options. But really, only one of them, if you have to blow Tkiya, Shvarim, Truah, Tkiya three times, Tkiya, Shvarim, Tkiya three times, Tkiya, Truah, Tkiya three times, you don't really have to do that. It's just that we don't know. Only one of those sets, only one of those triplets is right. Only one of those sets of three is right. We just don't know which one. So claims that's the Pashas Nigmar, that's the Rashi, that's what the Rambam says. However, Rapatya,
connected with the Gemara, there was a time when there were Gezeiras against blowing
Shofar. Altogether, yeah.
The cave and the right. Shoes and the whole thing. Right?
Yeah, that maybe what the Rambam was referring to.
The question, well, don't remember the last year.
Yeah, it may have been many years. I think you're right. I think that's a Pashas in the Rambam. There may have been years where many people, anyway, maybe some people could, some people couldn't. Yeah, I think that's exactly what Rambam said, 100%. I think that's right, that there were times that they were persecuted, they were about to hide here, and you didn't have Shofar. People just didn't remember. I think that's what the Rambam says. However, it's interesting, the Rosh, in the seventh source, the Rosh of Hashanah Perek Dalet Simen Yud, quotes Rav Haig on a totally different understanding. Kosa Rav Haig B'tshuva. Al tachshavu ki nafla b'mei Rabbi Avoh suffik b'dover zeh. Don't think that in the days of Rabbi Avoh, all of a sudden there was a suffik how to blow the chua. It wasn't the kabbal that everybody, because no one remembered how to blow the shofar now. Shari mishnayis kedumos achas omer shalosh shivos achas omer shalosh shvarim. Earlier sources already presented a distinction between these two different possibilities. It's an earlier argument already. So without reading the whole Rosh inside, he just says, again, from the name of Haigon, there were different minhagim in different communities in ancient times. Some people blew like this, some people blew like that. And you know what? They're all right. Truah means a broken sound. So you break the sound this way, you break the sound that, doesn't matter. This type of truah is good, that type of truah is good. It's all good. So what did Rabbi Avoh do? He says, and again, Eilu ve'Eilu Yotzi Nechavasan. Everybody is Yotze. These community blew it like this. This community blew it like that. But Lamaisa was a broken sound. So they're all Yotze. Everybody's doing what's right. And this is a true and that's a true. However, people began to think, well, wait a minute. They do it over here like this. It's like Gebrox. Right? How do they do it in your town? Right? So they have a guy who grew up hearing the true like this. Then he marries a girl and goes to his in-laws for a son. And he hears a totally different true. What? Yeah, well, I never heard that such a true before. Right? Caused a whole tumult. Right, so Rabbi Avoh decided, that's the rest of the Haigon. What did Rabbi Avoh do? He decided to standardize the practice. Right, that's how the look at the last the two lines of that paragraph that I quoted from Haigon in the Rosh. Uchshabor Rabbi Avoh ro l'saken takana shukol Yisrael osin maisa echad v'lo yebeneim dovos hayodos nirach kachalukah. It shouldn't be that the simple people are going to chalukah. Let's standardize everything. Well, everybody will do the same thing. We don't offend any community, so we'll do everybody. Not so many things. You know, people have a little more time in Rosh Hashanah, so you'll blow Shvarim Truah, you'll blow just Shvarim, you'll blow just Truah. Everybody's happy, everybody's doing the same thing. You won't have any machlokas in Klal Yisrael. Okay, then you have to okay, you didn't know, what was going to happen later. But at least at that time, the Rav Avoh felt that let's standardize everything. But lemaisa, the chiddush of this Rav Haigon, is that it's different than what we said before. Rav Haigon, there's no argument. It's not a question. What I said before, Karl Rav Haigon is wrong. It's not that when we blow, let's say, our three sets of Tkiya Shvarim Truah, Tkiya three times, Tkiya Shvarim, Tkiya three times, Tkiya Truah three times, only one of those is right, and we don't know which one. According to Rav Haigon, they're all right. Okay? We just do them all to standardize the practice in Klal Yisrael. So it's a very different shita. Okay? Because the first shita is that we only one thing is right since we don't know. We better do everything just to be yotzei and be sure we're doing this mitzvah properly. Whereas if I go on the same very thing, I don't have on the sheet, and I don't take that much time. If you look in the Bahag and the Rokech, they have another thing. They said, you know why, it sounds like they're agreeing with the Haigon. You know why they institute all these extra sounds? The famous Kedei La'arveves HaSata, to mix up the Sata. Okay, now what exactly that means and why it hasn't caught on after all these years is a different question. But the fact of the matter, that's why we're not blowing shofar tomorrow, Erev Rosh Hashanah, so that's a Gemara. I have it printed in Source 9. Loma Miriam, I'll come back to 8 in a second, Miriam Rachmana or Zichon Trua, Loma Token Miriam Kishon Yoshin, Token Miriam Kishon Yomdi, you know, we say, I just said before, you have to blow 9 sounds according to the Torah, and I yield 30. But as you well know, we blow many more than that. We blow in the Shmon Esrei, some people blow in the Sound Shmon Esrei, but after Musaf, and the Kaddish, and again by Enkelokena, what's all these sounds for? So the Gemara says, Kedei La'arvei Rasota. Whatever exactly that means, that it confuses the prosecuting angel, whatever it means. So both the Bahag and Simon Yud Zayin, Nuchos Rosh Hashanah, as well as the Rokech and Simon Reish Aleph, both write that we do. That's what Rabbi Avohu did. Rabbi Avohu instituted all these sounds, Kedei La'arvei Rasota. It sounds to me like they probably agree with Rabbi Haigon that really every sound is okay. It doesn't matter. And one is good, the other one is good. We blow many of them, whatever La'arvei Rasota means. But we blow many of them for that reason. So here you have among the Rishon, I think, really two very different approaches to what happened, to why we blow the way we do it. My question is this just a historical machloka? Is this just a historical question? What motivated Rabbi Avohu's takana? And you could say it's a historical question, because at the end of the day, everybody agrees that we do what we do, right? Again, in the Tekiyas Demiyushav, after laning, before Musaf, we blow Tekiyas Shvarim Trua Tekiyah 3 times, Tekiyas Shvarim Tekiyah 3 times, Tekiyah Trua Tekiyah 3 times. Everybody does that. We all do that. So whether you hope it's because of, you know, he wasn't sure, we weren't sure, so we got to cover our bases, or because there were different practices, they were all okay, we wanted to standardize the text. Lamaisa, one could argue it's an interesting historical question. So in the days of Tekiyas HaMeisim, we'll meet Rabbi Avohu, and we'll ask him what exactly happened, what motivated Takana. Is there any practical difference? Is there any, Lamaisa, whether you hold this reason? It's a historical question. So obviously I'd like to suggest there is a practical difference. You know, may relate to another machlokas. As you know, I just mentioned it before, we blow shofar not only before the Musaf, we blow during the Shmon Esrei also. Again, among Ashkenazim, only the Chazor Sashats, among the Sardim and Chassidim and so on, they blow in the still Shmon Esrei as well. Fine. Where does that come from? So that's a Mishnah I put in Source 8. That's a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, Seder Brochus, we can skip the first of Machlokas Yerucham and Nurin of Akiva, which is not our topic for tonight, the famous Joshua from the Rabbanah, but the second part is with Jesus, because that's how we paskin. Oh, Rabbi Akiva says the order is the last two lines of that Mishnah on Rosh Hashanah, Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Rabbi Akiva holds Omer Avos Gurus Kedusha Hashem. You say the first three brachas of the Shmona Esrei, Avos as Morgan Avram, Gurus Atar Kibor ending Mechayam Esim, Kedusha Hashem Atar Kadosh ending Akel Kadosh, or just cancel Melcha Kadosh. Vekolo Malchios in Kedusha Yom. Then you put Malchios together with the bracha for Yontif, right? It's Muslim, so we got to say Mechatainu and the Karbonos and everything, right? And we also say Malchios, and in the end Melcha Kolor it's Mekadosh Yom Yom Zikron Vitokeya, Yibol Shofar Zichronos. V'tokeya. Shofros, v'tokeya, right? After Malchios, and after Zichronos, and after Shofros, we blow Shofar. Then, Omer Avod, Odo, Brichas, Konim, the rest, the end three brachas of the Shmon Esrei, Ritzei, and Modim, and Sim Shalom, and so on. So, Zichronos and Shofros as well. But it doesn't say in the Mishnah, what sounds you got to blow here? Is it the same sounds, different? It doesn't say. It says Tokeya. And once you do it, how many, what number? So, it's not clear in the Mishnah or the Gemara at all. It just says Tokeya. So you look in Source 10, the Rif, the Source 9 I mentioned before, that's the one Rosh Hashanah, Tezayin, La'arvei HaSotam. Maybe that's what the Gemara says, that's why we got to blow both times, we said before. But look in the Rif. The Rif says, Nimsa Achshav, Shetokin Tashrat. Tashrat, that's the abbreviation for Tekiyah, Shvarim, Trua, Tekiyah. Trua gets abbreviated as a Resh, because he used the Taf already for Tekiyah, so you got to go by the second letter, right? So Tashrat. So Nimsa Achshav, Shetokin Tashrat, Gimopomim, the Token Tashat, that's Tekiyah, Shvarim, Tekiyah. Gimel Pamim, the Tokim Tarat, Trua Tekiyah, Gimel Pamim. That's exactly what we do before Musaf, right? That's what the Rif says. Then, V'nogo La'am Ha'am L'sokim Kishen Yoshim V'archal and Rikas Tekiyah. We do that when everybody's sitting, again, before the Shmona Esrei. We say the Bracha then. But since it's also proper to hear the tekiyas in conjunction with the Shmoneh Esrei, Malchus, Chomos, and Shofars, Leficha Chozvin Metokin Al Seder HaBrachos. Therefore, we go back, and once again, we say that we have tekiyas with the Shmoneh Esrei. Keseder Shetoku Keshein, Tashrunelism, he says, here's the key, the third line of the printed source 10. What do you blow in the Shmoneh Esrei according to the Rif? Guess what? Tashrat Pam Achas? V'tashat pam achas, v'tarat pam achas. Total, tekiya shvarim to a tekiya once, that's it, that'll be after Malchus. Tekiya shvarim tekiya after Zichonos, and tekiya to a tekiya after Shofar. That's it. I think Embroiders do like that. Okay, I think they do. I think not everyone's Embroiders. They say tekiya shvarim to a tekiya that alone, if I'm not mistaken. Some places still do that. But that's the sheet of the riff. Tekiya shvarim to a tekiya after Malchus. Tekiya shvarim tekiya after Zichonos. Tekiya to a tekiya after Shofar. That's it. Now look what he says. Obedinu shiutokin osan al seder brachas kedusha talku k'shem yoshin. Really, we should have blown as many sounds, 30, in the chazar shots as we did before. But why don't we? He says, Ela kevin shein abrochas shabrochas ein ma'akvus atkiyah. Since it's not necessary, really, in the same sense to blow in the Shmoneh Esrei. Harayotzi dechavasa moses talku k'shem yoshin. Lemaise, everybody was yotzei before. We all yotze, all of us are yotze the mitzvah of tekiyah shofar when we hear the first 30 sounds after laning, before musaf. We yotze with those basic 30. Rachman Hassan, if somebody's sick, if the rabbi, somebody goes and blows shofar for somebody in a hospital, or somebody's mother-in-law can't come to shul or whatever, they send. So they just blow those 30. That's it. Because that's the basic mitzvah. So therefore, says the Rif, harayotzu dechavosim. Kishen Yoshin. V'daylam, it's enough. L'skoa, tashrat, tashat, tarat, I'll say the brochas, pam achas, sholah ha-triachas ha-tzibur. The old triach ha-tzibur is other campus in Indian, right? That's also significant. We don't have triach ha-tzibur. To have more tekiyas and more, let them alone, they're yotze already. You want to blow in the Shmoneh Esrei, tashrat once after Malchus, tashat once after Zichonos, tarat once after Shofar is finished. V'chein ha-minik b'chol ha-olam, and I think it goes on, and b'shtei yeshivas, the main yeshivas in Bava, that's the minik in the world, so says the Rif. The Rambam also says, I won't read inside that, but Hilchos Shofar, Perek Gimel, Halakha, the Rambam, Kedarko, explains everything crystal clear. He says the widespread minik is after the Torah, we put the Torah back, okay, we don't put the Torah back, we wait until after Shofar, right? And then he says, everyone sits down, and one person makes the brach l'shmo, kol Shofar, and everybody answers amen, and then he makes the brach l'shechiyon, and everybody answers amen, and we blow 30 sounds, right? Exactly what we said before, tekiyah shvarim tu. Tekiyah Shvarim Tu'ah Tekiyah three times, Tekiyah Shvarim Tekiyah three times, Tekiyah Tu'ah Tekiyah three times, everything. And then we say Kaddish, and we daven Musaf, and the Rambam gives you a whole order. And then he says even more explicitly than the Rif, and he says, V'achar Shagomar Shev Tzibur Baruch HaRavi Yishim Malchus Tokeya Tekiyah Shosh Shvarim Tu'ah Tekiyah Pam Achas, right? That's Tashrat once. Umvarach Baruch HaChamish Yishdichronos V'achar Shagomar Tokeya Tekiyah Shosh Shvarim Tekiyah just Tashat. And then Umvarach Baruch HaShish Yishvish Shofers. That's it. Okay, that's when in the halacha you base, he said the same thing, really you should blow more, but no tirchav tzibur. So says the Rambam. Now, comes along Rabbeinu Tam, in source 12, Rabbeinu Tam has a problem with this. That was the minig, apparently the Rif said that was the minig all over the world, and the minig in Bava was like that. And that the Rambam calls the Rif. And Tosus quotes it. There's a long Tosus, Lama Gilman Beis. I only put this one excerpt. The one is a long Tosus, very important Tosus. Lama Gilman Beis in Rosh Hashanah. A lot of the dinim of Tekiyah Shofar emerged from that Tosus. But in the middle of Tosus, the Tosus said there was also a minig in Europe too. That was the minig how they blew. But Rabbeinu Tam had a problem. Okay? Well, minig Shalom, I heard Tamir Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam found it very difficult. Why? Because, and he calls it Kashrat, because then it was a tough abbreviation with the same thing. He says, because if you're blowing Kashrat after Malchios only, and Tashat only after Zichronos, and Tarat only after Shofars, so then two out of three, you're wrong. You only got one of them right. Only one of them, because we said before, Rabbi Avoh is Mesupah, he didn't know which is right, so only one of the three is right. Okay, we don't know which one, so you blow all of them. So says Rabbi Tom, what are you accomplishing in the Shmoneh Esrei exactly? What, two out of the three, you don't have the right two. We don't know which, but what's going on? Huh? But you definitely have two wrong, correct. So what's going on? The whole thing. Okay, so that's Rabbeinu Tam's objection. Therefore he says, you know, and you read inside, if it's this sound, you got that one wrong. That sound, you got the other one wrong. But you got two out of three wrong. So what are we doing? So therefore Rabbeinu Tam said, it seems to me better to blow Tekiyah Shvarim Tu'ah Tekiyah after each one. Because then you got everything covered. Ah, he says, but there'll be one of them will be a hefsek. In other words, if shvarim is right, there'll be a hefsek. Okay, and the shmonetz, we're not worried about that. We'll be makel on that point. Okay, the hefsek is not a big deal. It proves why it's not a big deal, because strictly speaking, the Gemara has an expression, shoma teisha tekiyas, but teisha shows b'yom is yotze. I heard it tekiyah at 9 o'clock in the morning, shvarim at 10 o'clock, another two at 11 o'clock, and all day I heard 9 things, 1 hour, I'm yotze. So Rabbeinu Tam says in the shmonetz, we're going to be so makbid. But that's a machlokas. If Rabbeinu Tam changed the practice, okay, he felt the other one was wrong, even though it was a minhag in the whole world. It doesn't make any sense. So the truth of the matter is the machlokas in the Shulchan Aruch had a pasuk on the next page, almost done. Source number 13. The Shulchan Aruch says machzis is orachaim siman tof kuf tzadi bei sefala machzis shliat tzibra tefila right during the chazoras hashat the token al seder brachas lemalchus tashrat pamachas lezichonos tashrat lezochus tarat exactly in the riff. That's a machado pasuk alachal ma'isa. I think writing still do like that. Okay, that's exactly what he says. Now he mentions the achshav nodim l'tchol malchus tashrat l'zichonos tashrat three times each. That's a different sheet altogether. Not for tonight, but that's a different sheet altogether. I'm not going into. But the first thing the mechaber says is the old minig. The Rif says that was the widespread minig in the world. The Rambam says that's an mechaber paskins. Says the Rambam in smaller print. The yesh omrim shetokim tashrat l'malchus pamachas v'chein l'zichonos sein l'shofrut. That's the Torah b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. The Ramo, Pasnik Rabbeinu Tam, to Chena Minig, from the Saint Lou, and that's the Ashkenazic Minig. To Machokas, basically, the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rif, the Bechaber Pasnik, like the Rif, Rabbeinu Tam, the Ramo, Pasnik Rabbeinu Tam. So, what did I say before?
The question is on, Rabbeinu Tam's question is on the, it's a good question on the Minhag, but not a question on the crack, because you're Yosei after the first 30, so it doesn't really make a difference. There's no question
under
your
side. Okay, but well, what are you doing then? What are you accomplishing?
So the question is really on the institution of the minhag.
Okay, okay. But I want to say like this, it's simple. This machlokas will be totally in that machlokas between Rav Haigon and we said before as to whether what you did is right. What would we say before? According to Rav Haigon, everything is right. Okay? Not that it was a suffix. That's how others learn. It's a real suffix. And then, we're not sure you got to do everything. But if you hold like Rav Haigon, Rabbi Tam's question doesn't get off the ground. Because those are Rabbi Tam's kasha. What are you doing in Zichonis and Shofers? Two out of the three are wrong. No, they're not. Not according to Rav Haigon. Not according to those who shown him. They're not wrong. Yeah.
But that doesn't fit into what the Rif and Rambam actually say.
Okay, slowly. But I'm saying Rabbi Tam's question doesn't get off, at least the Rambam. But Rabbi Tam's question doesn't get off the ground. Because Rabbi Tam's kasha is predicated on the fact that you're doing something wrong, right? What are you accomplishing in Zichonos or Shofar, or not, but whichever one is the wrong one. You better do Tashrat. But that's only a kash if you hold not like Rav Haigon. If you hold like Rav Haigon that everything was good, then there's no kash in the Thomas. The Rif is a simple answer. What are you bothering me? I'm saying you do Tashrat after Malchios, Tashrat after Zichonos, Tarat after Shofar. They're all right. So in the Chazor Shashat, we're not matriach the tzibur to go all these different permutations. You did that already. By the Tekiyas Tamim, you should have done already. Chazor Shashat, Rabbeinu Tam is, but two out of three are wrong. No, they're not. Because he, Rif, could say, I hold like Rav Haigon, finished. Mashiach, okay, no, Rabbeinu Tam obviously learns, not like Rav Haigon, Rabbeinu Tam obviously learns that two out of three are wrong. Right? The way we first learned, that it's a suffix, is a real suffix. Right, the Rebbe wasn't sure. So then, Taka two out of three. So I think that this machlokas we've shown him what the ball in the Shmon Esrei may be totally that machlokas between Rabbi Haigon and the other we've shown him as to what the nature of the takana of Rabbi Avoh was. And then it's interesting. And by the way, it's not my idea. It's not a chiddush. I mean, the Chiddush Aran said that we've shown him say this. It's alluded to already in the Chiddush Aran in Rosh Hashanah. Okay, the one maybe depending on the other. Yeah.
The words don't fill because they say yesterday chavrusa
already. So the truth is, right, they use the word so. Before I get to that, one thing, just look, I also printed, and I'm not going to read it. So, by the way, just mention for the sake of full clarity, because we don't do either of those things. We don't do any of that. We don't blow, we don't do what Dr. Ben Tom said, we don't do it. We blow Tekiyah Shvarim Truah Tekiyah Shvarim Tekiyah, Tekiyah Truah Tekiyah, after each of Malchus and Chavrusa Shofas. That's our meaning. That's the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Source 14. It's a quote in the Dalet of Siman Tov Kuf Tzadi Beis. He quotes in the Shalom like that. The truth is, the Oruch says it already. It's in the Rishonim. The Oruch and Os Ayin says that that's already our practice. That's from Rishonim already. But the Mishnah Berurah says that, and Matthew Ephraim says all the regular, posting for the Halacha say that that's our meaning is totally different. That's what we do. Rav Avad Yosef has an interesting thing in the Tshuvas Yabiyom Chelak Aleph Aruchaim Siman Lamed Vav. Rav Avad Yosef says another nafkamina. A lot of machzorim print these little yirotzons, these tefillahs. You ever see that? You know, and some of them have it shaded, and then parentheses, and the bottom is a footnote. Some people say it, some people don't say it. You know, looking through the matzah, it's some communities versus many communities. Many do, some don't. You know, it's never. And I was telling one of the people down coming here, we join the many. Right? When it's only some, we'll skip that period, right? But the if it's many, then we do it, or most, you know. So the same thing with these little yirotzons. I once spoke to Rosh Hashanah about it. You know, there's other problems that yirotzon. You know, at least one of them may have a reference to Yeshua, which I think may have been put in by the Christians, you know. But the whole tumult with that is not our topic for tonight. But the Rav Avadya Yosef says, wait a second. He says, what about when you're done with the first set, let's say Tashvat three times? Do you say yirotzon or not? So he wants to say, maybe totally in the same focus. Because if you hold that, you know, maybe what I just did was wrong, then it could be a hefsek from the bracha to what is correct. Maybe one of the later sets is correct. Maybe Tashat is right. Maybe Tarat is right. If after all three you want to say Yerotzen is good, hey, but in between the Sedarim you can't. Because maybe you haven't yet done the right thing. So that'll be a hefsek in between the bracha and the tekiah. On the other hand, if you hold like Rav Haigon, that all things are right, no, what's the problem? Even after the first one, you were definitely right. So I didn't print it here. Those who want to look up in Chelek Gimel, Yabia Omer, this is Chelek Aleph for Siman Lamed Vav, and Chelek Gimel, he has an exchange on this subject with Rav Al Yashin. There's a couple of tshuvas back and forth between Rav Yosef and Rav Al Yashin about the saying of this Yehi Rotzon. But I just wanted to finish up with one last kash, and then we're done now. If this svar is correct, I said it's alluded to right in the Kedusha Aran, it's not my chidur, I'm just putting it together. Okay, that the question of what you do in the Chazor Shashatz is totally on the nature of Rav Haigon's Takona, for sure, it does, the Rambam's a problem. Because the Rambam said, Mefurush, that it was a suffix because of all the gullets and all the persecutions. In other words, the Rambam Shita was like Rerif, that you can blow Tashrat for Malchios, Tashat for Zichonos, Harat for Shofers. Yeah, but the Rambam also said that it was a real suffix. You know, what I'm suggesting here, again, it's alluded to by the Kisharan, is that shita works. Rabbi Tam's kasha is no kasha if you hold that everything is good anyways. But the Rambam didn't hold like that. The Rambam said mefurish that it was me'orach ha'golos, there was a real suffix. And Michael pointed out before, it's a real suffix. So for the Rambam, you can't. The Rif, you maybe could squeeze it in. Okay, but the Rambam, for sure you can't. So now we're back to, then it's a real kasha. So I just wanted to add, I think the Rav may have once said this, maybe the Rambam, the Rambam would hold, or we hold, those who follow that sheet would hold the following. There's a Ramban, it's on the paper because I guess not on the computer, the Ramban in the Mechamas and Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Aleph Mun Aleph, on the Rif, he says that there was a different quality to Tekiah Shofar and the Chazor HaShatz as opposed to Tekiah Shofar before Musa. The Tekiah Shofar of the Chazor HaShatz is a Tekiah Shofar of Tzaka. It's a different mitzvah. I mean, it's related, obviously, but it's a different tone of the mitzvah. And what the Ramban alludes to, and here we come to, as Messiah Mesechus Tainus, the Ramban alludes to Tainus. Because in the beginning of the second parak of Tainus, the Mishnah describes that on a public fast day, they would actually say a 6 brachas more in the Shmona Esrei. You've heard of an 18 brachas Shmona Esrei? They had a 24 brachas Shmona Esrei. The Mishnah is described there were 6 extra brachas put in between Goel Yisrael and Rifa'inu. Right, in between Goel and Rofei. 6 extra, but that's what we put on Anenu, on the Tainus Tzibur, for the Chazor Sashatz. But they would put in 6 extra brachas. Of those 6, according to the Tanakhama, 2 of those 6 are, guess what? Zichronos and Shofros. Zichronos and Shofros from Rosh Hashanah are 2 of those 6. And that's the Mishnah and Tainus of Tesra and Aleph. The Gemara later on, Tezan and Bey says, and it's a whole thing on the Umud, they would blow Shofar after each of those 6. So says the Ramban in Rosh Hashanah, the Tekiah Shofar of Musaf on Rosh Hashanah is a Tekiah Shofar of Tzaak of screaming out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like on a Tainus. So I thought you could perhaps, and the Rav may have said something like that, I'm not sure, but I thought you suggest that's why it doesn't matter whether you blow this type of Tshuva or that type. We don't find anywhere in Masechus Tainus that there was a discussion should be this type of Tshuva, that type of Tekiah, right? In fact, it seems that they alternated. The Gemara says, after those 6 brachas, the first one they did a Tekiah, and the second one did a Tshuva. It doesn't follow any of the patterns. It's just a Tekiah Shofar to maybe accompany the Chatzotris, and we'll also blow on a Tainus. It's just a form of Tzaka, so it doesn't make a difference. Right? It's not it doesn't matter. I blow this type of Tshuva, that type of Tshuva. That's important when I'm doing the mitzvah of Tekiah Shofar.
Not huh?
What?
Not
It's all right. It's not part of Chodesh, but even I'm saying even on Rosh Hashanah, they're correct. It doesn't have to follow those rules. Exactly. Good. So the Ramban draws that sushi. The Ramban makes that comparison. The Ramban says we daven musaf, we blow shofar. It's a different getter of shofar altogether. It's a form of tzaka, like on a tinus. We have to cry out on Rosh Hashanah too, because Baruch Hu said sifre chaim, sifre meisim psukhin afonav. We have to scream out on Kadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah also with the shofar. That's part of what the shofar is, a different category. Memela doesn't matter. So then you can say, even if you hold that Rabbi Avoh's takana was mamish because of a real suffix, that was only nogea to the tekiyas demiusha. When you're doing, then you got to do all the different permutations. But in the Shmona Esrei, the Rambam never mind you to do this type of tour. Even if it's wrong, it's not wrong for this purpose. It's only wrong out tekiyas shofar, but it may not be wrong out tzaka. That's what I thought perhaps could explain the sheet of the Rambam as to why he's not makbid, so to speak, the way Rabbeinu Tam, not worried about Rabbeinu Tam's kasha. He can't answer that he's not worried about it because he holds everything is right, like Rabbi Gon, because Rambam clearly doesn't hold like Rabbi Gon. He says it was a legitimate suffix. But he may hold like this Ramban, we don't know, but he may hold like this Ramban, that it's a different gedder, it's a different category of tkiya alta, namely a tkiya of tzaka, and that's why he's not makbid. So that's a possibility. Anyway, I want to once again take the opportunity to thank everyone for coming. Leo Nishmas, my mother, she's having a Nisham Shah Aliyah, she's Nishmas and Surah Tzorachayim, and wish everybody a good convention. Thank you for listening.